Get it. Get. First ever dance club remix of the theme song.
Oh, did you? Oh, wow. That's impressive. Okay. Okay, Father TSO over here. I'm proud of myself. That was a throwback.
You know, what's a Zorban Garb without, like, intergalactic dance breaks? You know what I mean?
I mean, that's, like, the only kind of...
My favorite type of Garb.
I mean, if you do it too much, okay, it wears off the novelty. All right, it's my turn for the question, right?
It really made me want to play it again when you said that.
Oh, fuck. All right.
Okay, I did the question last time, I think.
Yes. Okay, so it's my turn for the question.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And I will be disappointed if it doesn't involve dancing, Garb. Deeply disappointed.
Deeply, deeply disappointed. Okay.
I have one if you don't have one.
I have one. I have one that involves dancing.
I'm ready.
All right. Are you ready for the question? We're going to have to pause this. I'm ready. I'm going to take a bit of Googling.
All right. It's all good.
This is the question. It's going to be whoever's closest. How many discotheques are there in Romania? That's the question.
Oh, God.
You want to take a guess before I pause it so the listener doesn't have to
hear? Yeah, we have to guess before we look it up. How many discotheques are in Romania?
Yeah, that's the question. Yeah. Whatever Google says counts as a discotheque.
I'm going to go with 100.
100? Okay. I'm you know, I don't know if we're going to find
50 one. Was my first guess.
You know what?
But I said 100. I'm going 100. I'm going 100.
All right, I'm
going
to go, well, considering it's who's ever closer, I'll probably just go like, I'm going to play conservative because I think it's more than 100, but I'm not too confident. I'm going to go 200.
We know it's a disaster if Zorb guesses first. Why did we do this?
All right, let's go find out how many discotheques there are in Romania.
Wait, did you guess?
I did. I guess 200, because I feel like it's definitely more than 100. So that gives me a real good shot at beating you. All right, hold on. Whoa!
Yeah, so my guessing ability continues to be way off the target.
Caveat, that was a hard Google. We had to use ChatGPT. Zorb had it break it down for us. We think it's a solid answer.
Well, actually, on Zorbulon, we don't call it that. We call it Matt CSV.
Okay.
Which stands for call somebody Vincent. You know, basically all of coding of Zorbulon has to do with it's ones and zeros on Earth, but it's Vincents or not Vincents.
If anybody who ever listens to this actually does happen to know the on the nose figure of how many discotheques are in Romania, feel free to do we have an email listed? I don't know. You'll find us and let us know, and we can reshoot this episode if we decide.
Just concentrate hard enough, and we'll feel your signals from our.
Yeah,
planet.
It's telepathy, right? I mean, every person has it. Okay, do you want to explain how I'm right?
400 discotheques across Romania is a ballpark amount, according to Matt CSV.
It did break it down. I feel relatively confident about that answer.
It's legit. You just have to trust us.
Literally.
Okay, well, Garb, you get to choose who goes first.
Oh, that's an easy one. You're going first.
I'm going first. Okay. You got your timer ready, Garb?
Yes, I do. Okay. Are you ready for your prompt?
I was born ready, Garb.
You're born ready. Okay. Your prompt is to tell me about the world's oldest wooden boat. Start 22:33 on the clock.
Okay. Young P.H. Samuels was in the 1800s He was murdered by Robert Fulton, the inventor of the steamboat. Okay.
Oh, poor PH. What does that stand for? If I'm just curious.
Post haste.
Right.
Because, what was his last name again, Gore?
Post haste Samuels.
All right, thank you. All right, so because when he was brought to the hospital, it was kind of like an emergency, right? His mom was like, all of a sudden she was giving a speech about the wilderness,
At the
because she,
hospital?
no, she was she's a university professor at the University of Wilderness,
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
location unknown. University of the Wilderness, you have to find, if you get accepted, you have to find it via like a compass, and like they give you like fishing line and a compass, and if you don't find it, then you either die or you don't get accepted.
Where do all the like
Anyway,
applications go? Just like a PO box somewhere, and then you just gotta find it.
it's in a box and in the middle of the Hudson River. Okay. You
Okay.
have to dive, but at the time they didn't have like scuba, like legit. It was kind of, I mean, they had scuba, but it was very rudimentary. So you had to train your lungs in order to be able to get to the application box. You also had to waterproof your letter. Pretty hard to do back
Yeah.
then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Back in the days of when the steamboat was invented year.
Yeah, around that time.
Anyway. So his mom was giving the matriculation speech at the University of the Wilderness,
Oh.
and she was very, very pregnant, but the baby PH was not due for another 3 weeks.
Wait,
So
didn't
she's like,
PH just die? At the
no,
hospital?
no, 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 no. That we that this is a flashback.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, that makes sense.
So his mom, basically her, all, everything, she starts getting contractions, et cetera, while giving this matriculation speech. You know,
Yep.
she's like, congratulations for fighting off your four beasts and making it through the wilderness to make it to Wilderness Academy, because they sick four different beasts on each person who's been accepted, right?
Like cougars and stuff and bears.
More complicated than that, but we're getting ahead of ourselves
Okay,
here.
anyway, continue.
So she's like saying the four beasts, and she goes, oh, and the wilderness people, they thought that maybe they were supposed to like copy her, so all of them start going, oh, and then she's like, no, I need help, get me to the hospital post haste. And
Ooh,
that's
that
kind of where
sucks because they're in the wilderness.
PH got his name
Oh,
from
okay.
post haste.
Yep.
Now, the Wilderness Academy, they live in secret, right? Like the modern world and the world back then, they were more powerful in the day before the steamboat was invented,
Wow, that really
around that
fucked
time.
them all up, didn't it?
And they've lost a lot of their power since then for other reasons. But at the time, they had technological advancements that the rest of the modern world wasn't ready for. So basically, they had one of the mutant creatures. PH's mom rode on horse bear duck back the whole way to the hospital. Okay, well, not the whole way. They had to stop at the edge of the forest, and then she went on a regular horse, and then she got there. And the second she stepped into the hospital, she gave birth. Right,
Okay, yeah. How
nurse,
long was
nurse
that
who.
journey?
Long enough, you know what I mean?
Okay, all right.
The nurse, they still call, and they have a plaque in the hospital for it, in upstate New York. They called them the footballer, because basically dove and caught PH Samuels. Okay.
Okay,
Now,
yep. I got it.
as soon as this nurse catches PH Samuels, his mom is assassinated right then and there.
Okay. Using what kind of weapon?
By one of the wilderness students
Okay,
who
but like with a bow and arrow or like a
must have
stick?
followed her out. Now, all that happened was that she looked to the right and she saw a man in the mirror, and the man in the mirror winked at her and she collapsed dead.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
She fell over.
Been
Now,
there, right? Anyway.
that's called the mirror wink, and
Oh.
it's basically it's a trade secret for the wilderness school where they only the highest level they call them shamans. Only the highest level shamans in the wilderness school are able to mirror wink, and they don't ever use it because it's too powerful. They can show up in any mirror and wink at somebody and they die, right? So, I could build up the anticipation and not reveal who that was in that mirror.
I mean, you got
But
16 doors left. You do what you want with this story.
Gorb, do you know who that was in that mirror?
Why do I feel like it was PH himself?
It was not, it was Robert Fulton, inventor of the steamboat.
Was he actually the inventor of the steamboat? You said that name with like such confidence and precision. I'm kind of believing he actually invented the steamboat.
He
On my tongue, I will say.
absolutely did invent the steamboat, and he is a real person. This is a nonfiction podcast, Corb.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
I mean, forgetting, that's the most nonfiction it gets. Anyway, so PH's mom gets mirror winked right in front of him,
I mean,
and
he's a baby. Does he really remember? He was like born 2 minutes ago.
PH had a photographic memory from the moment he was born.
Oh,
Okay.
that's something.
Absolute savant genius. Okay.
Yogananda energy over here.
Unheard of abilities, right? And right from the beginning, the wilderness school started to call him the one, right?
He's like their Jesus, or like,
More or less, he's like the wilderness school messiah. They had prophecies about this, right? That someone would arrive, that the mother would die in front of them, and then he would ascend, float, and unite the wilderness school to levels never seen before, right?
That makes sense. Who's his dad?
But the well, here's the thing. I can't tell you that yet, Corp.
Is it Robert Fulton, inventor of the
I can't tell you that yet, Corb.
steamboat? Okay, all right, continue.
So basically, PH is raised by that nurse that caught him, the footballer, right? And she earned that nickname not only for catching him as a baby, but also for being a very rough, tough, no
Dang him, you
BS.
were lying. He actually did invent the steamboat. Okay, anyway, continue.
He was caught by the footballer, right?
The
Now
nurse, yeah,
the
black.
footballer raised him, no nonsense, right? No nonsense at all.
Okay.
Now, if you are a descendant of the wilderness school, something happens to you when you turn 14, okay?
What happens?
You will be sitting at your school in math class.
Okay.
Okay.
That's where all of our worst memories are, It's just human.
Exactly.
Okay, anyway.
You will be called down to the office.
They had offices back then? Did they even have school back then?
The messenger man would come to that door and he would knock and he'd say, "You're wanted at the office," right? Turns out the messenger person who came to the classroom to knock would be someone from the wilderness school,
That
right?
sounds vaguely Harry Potter-ish, but okay, that sounds about right.
Not at all related. Not
Not
at
at all.
all. Okay. And they look at them and they say, "You're a wilderness schooler, PH Samuels." Okay. And he, as soon as they say that, they look at them and they say, "Oh, don't let me down." And as soon as they do that, they collapse. I don't know what it is about the tonality, but it's another wilderness schooler trick. And
Wait.
it makes whoever you say it to pass out, right?
Like just like PH would pass out or the dude saying it would.
PH passed out, 14, middle school, he or late middle school, early high school in math class. He's called out, "Oh, don't let me down," and he falls over, right?
I mean, improvisational song and dance does tend to have that effect sometimes.
It does. It's a baffling thing. He wakes up. He's at a campground.
Oh, so he was out for a minute.
He was out for a long, long time.
Okay. They didn't give him some chloroform, like to keep him out throughout the journey, or is it like it's not that far away?
The second he would wake up, he'd turn to him and he goes, "Oh," it's all over from there.
Okay. Requires a lot
Anesthesia
of
was actually invented by the wilderness people by
focus.
basically transcribing the "Oh, don't let me down" into like medicine. Don't ask, okay?
I mean, yeah, I mean, what is chloroform if not song and dance in ether form?
So he wakes up and he sees Bartholomew the
It's
Wise.
always
Okay.
Bartholomew.
Bartholomew the Wise is the leader of the wilderness school. He's got a big old beard and he's got big old hair, and it's all tied back in behind his head into a ponytail. Like he took his beard and it's part of the ponytail.
Like
Okay.
a hippie Gandalf,
Pretty
right?
much.
Okay.
Now,
Hat, just a bandana, a rainbow bandana. Is that what I'm getting?
pretty much. Except he, instead of a rainbow, it's just gray tones.
It's 18 something.
Yeah, everything was black and white back then.
They didn't invent
Okay.
that yet.
Color hadn't happened yet. Now, here's the thing.
Oh, gosh.
Bartholomew looks at him and he goes, "Boy, I knew your mother. Greatest wilderness school attendee and teacher I ever had the privilege of working beside." And he goes, "What? Where am I?"
Oh, God.
And Bartholomew goes, "Wait, wait, my son, listen." And then he goes,
Oh.
"I once saw you in the bathtub as a boy. Don't let me see your toys. They're everywhere. Clean them up now." And when he gets done singing, he knows everything about the wilderness school. Okay. It's like a mind information transfer, and he just knows. Okay.
I hate to
That's
say it, they
another.
seem more like a theater troupe than like Daniel Boone characters, but anyway.
Well, it's kind of like a mixture, right? They use the
I mean.
power of breaking sound waves because, it's wiggly air. They transfer information in ways that we can't understand.
Listen, we forgot how much song and dance was involved in frontier life, you know.
Exactly.
That's
And he goes, "Boy, I know you have potential,
When color
but,"
doesn't exist, you have to use a lot of music. Anyway, continue. It's all
he
orchestra.
goes, "I can't believe my mom was assassinated by Robert Fulton, the inventor of the steamboat."
Wait, did he tell him that? Or like it was
It
the
was
mind
all
transfer.
there in the mind transfer.
Okay, yeah, it went both ways. Okay.
So basically, he goes, "I need you to go work with our captain of navigation, Mr. Damn Dully." So Damn Dully, he was unintelligible. PH knew what was going on now at this point, and he goes over to Damn Dully, and he goes, he's like dejected. He cannot break through to him. It's been like 4 months at this point at the camp. He's been living there trying to become the best student that his mom would have expected him to be, because he knows the expectations she had of him because of the Bartholomew mind transfer. How much time do I
I wasn't waiting for you to ask. You
have?
got 7 minutes and 30 seconds. Do
Oh,
you remember
God bless. Okay.
the prompts?
So basically, he can't get through to him, right? He's like trying to connect, And he just keeps mumbling about how his last apprentice was better, right? Now, PH is the one, right? They're all like kind of all the students when they see him, they like get shy and like won't talk to him, right? Like he kind of eats alone, except for when Bartholomew, the headmaster of the school, goes and eats with him, which almost makes him even more intimidating to everyone at the Wilderness Academy, right?
Question. What do you eat at the cafeteria at the Wilderness Academy? Like, do they have like farming? Is it
Bones.
all like what do they eat?
Bones.
Oh, you eat bones. Like marrow
Human
or
bones.
just okay. That makes sense. Anyways.
Listen, you gotta fuel the magic somehow. I could get into the dark undercurrents of the Wild Wilderness Academy, but we'll get there when we get there, okay?
I'm not even, I don't want to know the answer, what kind of bones they are, but
Now
continue.
here's the thing. Human bones. So here's
Oh,
the
okay. Thanks.
thing. Bartholomew was grooming PH to be the next headmaster. He did not know this, but he needed him to pass the trial of the boating master, Dam Dam, right?
Isn't PH like 11 though? Doesn't Bartholomew like got some
He's
time?
14. 3 years go by. He's 17 now. The
Okay.
man can build the most beautiful boat you can imagine in your entire life. What was the exact prompt, Gord?
Tell me about the oldest wooden boat, I think. Yeah, that's
Yes.
still going.
Okay.
I don't even remember.
So he was able to grow this special type of tree. Now, some scholars would refer to boats before, PH's expertise as wood. But those scholars are truly deeply wrong, Gorb, because PH and his special sapling, it's a tree that would grow at 100 times the rate of a normal tree, right? So he planted it, and turns out it would just grow not even at 100 times, 1,000 times the rate. So he had like a redwood sized tree in, like a month, okay? And this was the most pristine, beautiful, well-cut wood you could possibly imagine. Now, here's the thing.
Sucks the steam engine just happened, but anyway.
Do you know what the seeds were made of for these saplings called the grumpy growing trees?
The seeds? I'm guessing
What were
small
the
versions of the grumpy growing tree.
No, they were made of human bones.
Where are they getting all these bones from?
Okay, now here's the thing. Dum Dum or Dam Dam, whatever his name is. Finally, he sits down and he goes, "This PH, you have surpassed my previous student. And I have to tell you, I can't believe what you've been able to accomplish." The man breaks down in tears at the majesty of the boat that this man has made, okay? Self-propelling boat, if you will.
Like a paddle boat?
No, a steamboat.
Wait, I thought
Okay?
that was Robert
Here's the thing, okay? 2 years more pass. And Bartholomew brings PH into his office. At this point, PH has won over the entire Wilderness Academy.
I mean,
Okay?
I get it.
And Bartholomew sits him down. He goes, "You have surpassed all of our expectations, PH. You are the most amazing member of the Wilderness Academy I've ever seen. I am going to die tomorrow." PH is like, "Whoa, what?" He's like 20 something at this point. And Bartholomew's like, "Listen, there's something you need to know. There was someone who was supposed to have this job before you did." And PH goes, "Was it him?" And Bartholomew goes, "It was him." Robert Fulton.
Oh.
Now, Bartholomew then had to tell him the secret of the Wilderness Academy. He
What's the
brought
secret?
him to a giant IKEA-sized factory-looking thing in the back that somehow no one ever knows was there. It's covered in mirrors. Okay?
What? Okay, anyway, a minute and
It's
50 left.
covered. How much time do I have?
Minute and 50 seconds,
Oh
45.
God, okay, it's covered in mirrors. Okay? And all of these elder members, shamans of the Wilderness Academy are there. And they are disappearing into the mirrors and coming back with dead bodies. Okay?
They got dead bodies in
And
the IKEA?
PH goes, what's happening? What's happening out here? And Bartholomew goes, listen, PH, we have to make sure that we fuel the Wilderness Academy's magic somehow. The only way is with human bones. Now I need you to tell me that you are going to be able to continue that legacy after I die tomorrow because of my rare disease. And
One
PH
minute
goes,
left.
I've dreamed of this moment. I'll do what you need me to do, PH. Just then, Robert Fulton launches from the sky. I can't let that happen. Oh, don't let me
Oh,
down. All of them collapse in complete passed outedness. Robert Fulton takes him on his magic flying first real wooden boat that he created using PH's magic wood and
30
lays
seconds.
complete decimation to the entire Wilderness Academy, killing all of its members and their bone collecting academy.
Idiot.
Robert Fulton was the hero the entire time,
I'm
saving humanity from bone collection. And that's how PH was destroyed with the first ever flying wooden boat. Oh boy.
That's so crazy. I had no idea that that was the story of the oldest wooden boat ever.
You know, sometimes you just have to expect Robert Fulton, inventor of the steamboat, to deus ex machina his way in on a flying boat, okay? Sometimes you just have to know
What
that's
happened to
coming.
all the like the horseman bears? They run wild now, or they were also killed in the Bone Massacre?
They were part of, basically the dark underbelly of the Wilderness Academy that used human bones to create them.
So many questions.
Anyway, Gorm.
Yeah, I feel like that needs a second part. Anyway, yeah.
Some of our stories need part twos.
I mean, yeah, it's you always got to miss a little bit of lore.
Yes.
Sure, you got the prompt.
Bye. Are you ready for your prompt, Gorb?
Yes, I am. Tell me what you got. What do you got for me?
Your prompt is to tell me about the eagle that lied. Go.
Eagle that lied. Okay. You got your timer ready?
Timer is running, Gorb.
Okay, how much time we got?
22-22.
Okay. All right. Buckle up, buckaroos.
I am buckled up,
Make sure you
Bucky.
strap in that safety belt.
Let me slip it sideways.
Slip it side. Make sure it's buckled. Make sure it's tight. Make sure your
We're
air
not leaving until I
brakes.
hear the click.
Make sure they're up to code. Make sure, like, are you texting while driving? Because don't do that. Make
Don't
sure,
do it.
like, you didn't drink too much,
Speaking
smoke
of
too
which,
much.
PSA is very important.
Yeah, because that's how Kentucky Dan died. You best
Oh.
remember. You do well to remember that.
You better remember Kentucky
Exactly.
Dan.
So
Don't you dare forget.
that's really where this story starts. The
Yes.
story of the eagle that lied or never lied, correct? Which was the prompt?
The eagle that lied, probably.
Eagle that lied. Yes, of course. Kentucky Dan. How could I forget? So we're gonna zoom out a bit here.
Yep.
And
Let's let's get a zooming out.
we're camera pans left. And then
Establishing shot.
we're gonna zoom right back in to a
Okay.
small like one bedroom apartment in Chicago,
Okay.
where
What time period?
I don't know, like a couple years after right now, maybe. Let's go like early, maybe like 2030. I don't know. It's
2030.
like futurish, but like not futurish enough that like the technology is radically different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's the probable tomorrow. 2030.
The
Let's go
time of
with that.
Kentucky Dan.
That feels right. It's a balmy summer day in Chicago.
Hate you.
June or July of 2030. Anyway, camera zooms in a small one bedroom.
Zooming in even more, Garb.
Yeah, so you need to like a picture of the camera. It's focused on Frankie Muniz's no relation cell phone.
Wait, not the actor Frankie Muniz?
No, God, no. You know, that would
Okay.
be copyright infringement. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. But no relation.
Looks like him.
No, he did like, I mean, kind of. If you squint, maybe. But like for the most part, no relation.
Gotcha.
Maybe like distant, just like
No,
a
Agent
great
Cody Banks.
grandmother. Yeah, no, different dude. Anyway, yeah, so we're zooming in. It's the cell phone, Frankie Muniz. It's like, 3 a.m.
I'm absolutely picturing Frankie Muniz.
Listen, I'm not responsible for your mental
And
imagery,
I'm not
okay?
squinting.
Well, I mean, squint with your mind, it'll make it easier. Anyway,
Okay, I'll do that.
we're zooming in. It's Frankie Muniz's cell phone. It's
Really zoomed
morning, balmy summer, early morning Chicago. I don't know.
God damn it.
And there's a cell phone, it's a call is going off. His
Okay, there's a ring.
it's a ring. His girlfriend's sleeping next to him, like, who the fuck is that? Now, his girlfriend's name's Jenny, but she's not really important to this story, so don't
Is
worry
she
about it.
reacting that way because it's like she's jealous?
No, because it's 3 o'clock in the fucking morning. She's like, shut
Oh.
it up.
What the fuck is going on?
Literally. She's a light sleeper. Anyway,
Yeah.
Frank Nunez, he sees that he looks at the contact on his iPhone 18. Plurable future, right? I don't know. What are we on now? Like 15? All right, so we're not too
Yes,
far off.
that sounds likely.
I don't know. I have an Android. Anyway, Frankie Muniz, he picks up the phone, he looks at the caller ID, he sees it's his old friend Sloppy Jerry.
Oh, Sloppy Jerry.
He's like, oh shit, I haven't heard from Sloppy Jerry in years.
Why is Sloppy calling him at this hour?
Exactly. So Frankie's like, something, this can't be good. So he goes into the bathroom and takes the call. He doesn't want to wake up Jenny. She's a light sleeper. Get it right.
The
Anyway,
lightest.
so light. Anyway, Frankie Muniz, he takes the call. It's Sloppy Jerry. He's like, yo, Sloppy, what's up? And Sloppy's like, my name is Leonard and I work at an insurance company. I'm 34 years old. Fuck you, Frank. Anyway, Kentucky Dan's back.
Wait, like he doesn't like being called that, or he got the wrong number?
No, he doesn't like being called that. His name's Leonard. I'll explain why they call him Sloppy Jerry a bit later in this story. Right now, all you need to know is
Noted.
they were friends back in the day when they were in, I don't know, high school maybe. And
Okay.
so
Now they're past high school. How old are they?
like 30, 34, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's been a little
Something.
bit.
Yeah, iPhone 18's out.
Yeah.
So anyway, Sloppy Jerry's like, Kentucky Dan's dead. And Frankie Muniz, relation, is like, oh shit. Damn, what happened? Was it the alligator thing? He's like, no,
Oh.
he just didn't buckle up.
You would have thought it would be the alligator thing.
Everybody thought it was going to be the alligator thing. We'll touch on that in a bit later too. Anyway, long story short, let's speed it up a bit here. Frankie Muniz has to fly back to rural, somewhere
It's
rural.
not Kentucky?
No, God, no. It's like maybe like rural Pennsylvania, maybe? I don't know. Maybe Vermont.
He's
Could be
is he
Ohio for
going to
all that.
Kentucky D Kentucky
Well, I'll explain why
Kentucky Dan
I'll
his
explain that.
funeral's in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, Kentucky Dan's from Pennsylvania. I'm gonna get to all the nicknames. Don't worry. We got time. All right. It Frankie Muniz, he lands at, Schlorbenborb local airport in Schlorbenborb, Idaho, Ohio,
A
Pennsylvania.
lot
It's
of stuff
all the
called
same.
Schlorbenborb after the 2030s, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's the iPhone 18. It was like a big promotional thing. Anyway, so Frankie, he gets off, Slappy Jerry picks him up from the airport. He's married. He's got like three kids. His life is like the most put together shit anybody's ever seen. So it's like that's probably why he's really pissed that they all call him Slappy Jerry. Anyway, Slappy
Well,
Jerry,
there's that one night.
oh, believe me. And he's like, "Hey, Frankie, Frank, long time no see. How you been doing, man?" It's like, ah, shit, how could have this happened? I mean, with all the shit he was doing with the alligators, you never would have believed it would have just been like not buckling up. And Slobby Jerry, aka real name Leonard, he was like, I mean, the man never had respect for rules.
Yeah.
Never buckled up. Buckle up, kids.
Never.
So
Or
anyway.
else you end up like Kentucky Dan.
Yeah, I'm gonna speed through this a bit because we're gonna get to the real heart of the story. He goes
Yeah.
to the wake. Frankie Muniz goes to the wake. Sloppy Jerry takes him to the wake. They meet up with like a couple of other members of the crew. They called themselves the A-Team back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Not because the A-Team was like a popular TV show or anybody looked like Mr. T or anybody from the A-Team. It was just like,
Did someone's name
one.
start with A?
No, so what it was the night before Sloppy Jerry got the nickname Sloppy
Sloppy
Jerry.
Jerry night?
Yeah, this is a famous night. He got an A on a
A
real
dangerous night.
that was so dangerous. And so they just the whole group collectively, because of Sloppy Jerry's misgivings that night, got called the A team.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a long story. But regardless, the wake's over, the funeral's in a couple days, and Sloppy Jerry's like, yo, the whole crew's back here in Schlorman, blah, 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 whatever town.
We're all finally back together.
Literally, yeah, it's been
How many
so long.
members of the crew are there?
Well, all right, so they're like, we're gonna go have like a
Did they have like
bonfire.
an old hangout?
Yeah, so it's like an old bonfire. It's kind of given Stand By Me, but they didn't find a dead body. So they go to the woods where they have a bonfire. It's like their old spot. So it's you got Sloppy Jerry, Frankie Muniz, no relation. You got Emilio, he didn't get a nickname. Kentucky Dan's dead. Remember that. Best
Yeah.
remember that. Buckle up, kids. Who else is there? This fucking George. Nobody really gives a shit about
Is
this.
that his full name?
No, it's just George. I don't. Nobody even knows his last name. He's just there, right?
Oh, does George
Oh,
even
and Crazy
talk?
Vinny. Can't forget about Crazy Vinny. Can't who
Crazy
forget
Vinny.
about it? Yeah, so Crazy Vinny didn't show up to the wake on time. He came like 2 hours later because he was talking about like how his dragon
Typical.
was late. Yep, and he was like, "Did you guys see the new episode of Game of Thrones?" And they were like, "That show ended like over a decade ago." Like, are you sure? Anyway, he's not unhinged. He's not playing with a full deck of cards. So,
Yeah.
Frankie, Sloppy Jerry.
Wait, did you say he said he took his dragon there?
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah. Like he didn't take a plane. I mean, he did take a plane, but he likes to think some he's a special he's a character. Likes to think of planes as dragons with
Is he
Adam.
like rich enough to have his own plane called the Dragon?
No, God, no. He works at like the post office. Not that it's bad. Like he's got a cushy job there, but like,
Yeah.
he's not. He doesn't have the genius that Kentucky Dan did.
Yeah.
So
He
they're
was
all
really
like,
the glue.
yeah, who isn't back then? Anyway, all gathered around the bonfire. Time check. How much time do I got? I've been building up.
11 minutes, 20
Okay.
seconds.
The eagle who lied was the question.
Yes.
So they're gathered around the bonfire and they're like, guys, it's been so long, Sloppy Jerry says. Sloppy Jerry is really like the key, the foundation, the cornerstone of this friends group.
Okay, so he's the leader.
Yeah, Frankie Muniz had that whole thing where he's out in LA writing that new movie script for the producer. No relation, by the way. But, I'm just saying, And they're like, yeah, fucking Kentucky Dan. And Emilio, he's like, sucks. Crazy Vinny is like, did you guys see the new episode of Game of Thrones? Like, shut up, Vinny. Yes, we've all seen it. It came out a decade ago. Anyway.
More than that.
Yeah. So, Sloppy Jerry's like,
So are
listen.
they going to talk about it?
Yeah, so they're gonna have this is what he says. He's like, listen, guys, we all know Kentucky Dan had like 87 illegitimate children, but I'm listed as the executor on his estate. So we need to talk about some things before the funeral. And they're like, oh shit, okay. Wait, he put and then Emilio's like, you put fucking what, Sloppy Jerry in charge? And then there's like a bit of a scuffle, like verbally, not physically.
Yeah.
And just to sort of give you the mindset, I'm gonna retell you the story of why he's called Sloppy Jerry. All right.
Yeah.
How the
Well, we
group
got to
got
hear about the
the
night.
exactly the night. So it was like a, I don't know, a balmy October day. Sloppy Jerry, he got an A on like the AP something important class, maybe like AP Chem, AP Phys, something
Yeah, there you
hard,
go.
Alc maybe, and he did really well. And it was a
He was
Friday.
always kind of valedictorian type
Yeah, he
person.
was valedictorian. He was valedictorian.
Yep.
So, and there's a party. They're like 17. And so the night rolls around. Sloppy Jerry's like, listen, guys, I'm like not really feeling too good. I don't feel okay. Like, I think I'm maybe a little sick. Like, shut up, Sloppy Jerry. You're coming to the party.
Wait, they already called him Sloppy Jerry?
Oh, sorry, no, Leonard. It was Leonard at this point. Like, shut up, Leonard. You're coming to the party. You don't have a choice. All right. You gotta come.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know, guys. I feel like I'm coming down with the flu. And they're like, no, Leonard,
up.
quit being a bitch and get your ass to the party. All right,
Who
so
pushed him?
Leonard,
Who really pushed him to go?
they really did. And they're gonna regret it. So they go to the
Oh.
party. Briefly, I'm gonna sum it up. Leonard had like two ginger ales and he had a terrible stomach flu.
Oh no.
Up all over the house, pretty much like projectile, like he was
Oh
just like
no.
it was
Like a
giving
sprinkler.
like salmonella. Yeah, it was bad. But nobody really believed him that he had the stomach flu. They all just assumed he drank too much.
Yeah.
How he got the nickname Sloppy Jerry.
Where's the Jerry come from?
I don't know. They just threw it in there. Feels right.
It does.
Anyway, so Sloppy Jerry's reading off the how much time do I got?
8 minutes.
8 minutes. Okay. Can you let me know when I got three left? Is that something I'm allowed to?
Yes.
All right. Sloppy Jerry, he's reading off the estate. He's like, listen, guys, Kentucky Dan, we all know, he was doing his postdoc in theoretical physics 2 years ago.
On alligators?
No, like on like super string theory. He was a fucking genius.
Oh,
He
did he just
tried
keep
hard. He
alligators
valid.
then?
What happened?
Did he just keep alligators then?
No, so what happened was one day, Kentucky Dan, he's going up for like the Nobel Prize in theoretical physics in the year like 2029, maybe. Like right before the iPhone 18. So, and then one day, for no apparent reason, they have this running group chat, Kentucky Dan just says, this ain't it. And everybody's like, what? You just like, you're about to be nominated for the Nobel Prize. He's like, eh, I'm not feeling it. I'm gonna go wrestle alligators down in Georgia and call myself by the name Kentucky Dan. They're like, wait, what? Your name's Shane. And he's like, not anymore. I'm
Not
Kentucky
anymore.
Dan, alligator wrestler. And he got like a gig down in Georgia. Long story short, he's dead now.
He died. Wait, I thought it wasn't the alligators that killed
No,
him.
it was. I mean, you could die not by alligator. He was just driving too fast and didn't buckle up. Buckle up,
Oh,
kids.
yep, there you go.
Yep. He was driving back from an alligator fight.
Gotta buckle up.
in
You know,
Buffalo.
at the end of the day, if you really think about it, it was the alligators.
At the end of the day, not buckling your seatbelt kills more people in America than alligators probably do. And don't quote me on that, but I feel like that's
Oh,
accurate.
that's absolutely true.
Anyway, so Emilio's like, do we get anything from the estate? And Sloppy Jerry's like, well, as far as I know, the only thing he ever left anybody, God knows about those illegitimate children. That's not my problem. I'm not the executor for them. He left us this note, and they're like,
Oh.
what's in the note? And they say, well, that's why I brought you to this bonfire. I figured, the instructions say we open it, we read it together, and then we burn it immediately afterwards. All right.
Oh.
How much time I got?
5 minutes and 25 seconds.
Okay. So they're like, Frankie Muniz is like, all right, let's bring it on. They open the note. Now, what I can tell you about this note, I'm going to sum it up briefly. I'll let you interpret it, what it means. The title says Wilderness Academy. Just,
Oh.
and below that are two-digit numbers with several decimal points afterwards. George, who's like, he's like a navigator on a steamboat. They came back. Like after the iPhone 18, steamboats made a real resurgence. He's like, that's latitude and longitude. I know what that is. They're like, okay, where is it? They break out a map. They pull it all up on their iPhone 18s. They plug it in coordinates. And it's like, it's only like 20 miles from here. We can we take this road there, and then it's like a short walk. They're like, all right, let's go. Time check.
4 minutes and 25 seconds.
So it's 2 in the morning.
They're
Everybody,
following the coordinates.
not yet. I mean, they're deciding whether they want to do it now or in the morning. And then they're like, guys, Frankie Muniz is giving this speech. He's like,
Did the
guys,
note say to do it then?
no, it was just literally Wilderness Academy and then two longitude, latitude, and longitude coordinates underneath it. But it's 20
Oh,
miles away,
dang.
so fuck it, why not? We're all feeling a little buzzed, except for like Emilio. He doesn't drink. But
Yeah.
they're like, why not do it now? Emilio, you're driving. Sloppy Jerry is like, I gotta work at my insurance job in the morning. They're like, shut up, Jerry.
Shut
You don't have a job. It's like, but I do. They're like, shut up. And then they're like, all right, so they all buckle up. They all buckle up.
They all fit in one vehicle.
It's an SUV. George
Oh,
has an
God bless.
SUV. Yep. And so they start driving down the road. And then they like come to a stop sign. You know that thing like in a car where it beeps if somebody doesn't have their seatbelt on? It's going off.
Put on your dang seatbelt.
George who's driving, he's like, Frankie, buckle the fuck. That's how Kentucky Dan died. What is wrong with you?
You're dishonoring him.
Literally. He buckles up. I'm gonna go with
Three
some
minutes,
scene.
Corb.
Okay, cool. They drive out to the end of Colossus Road. All right.
Colossus Road.
And it's like maybe like a 2 miles, these coordinates. So they start walking. All right. Get out of the car. George puts it in park. Sloppy Jerry is like, are we allowed to park here? Will we get a ticket? They're like, shut up, Jerry. You don't have a job. Like, I'm just made partner, guys. I'm like, you're so sloppy. Get out of here.
Shut up, sloppy Jerry.
Anyway, they start walking. Now, they're walking to this woods and they recount one more story. How much time do I got? I'm gonna give you one more story before they get to this
Two
location.
minutes and 10 seconds.
2 minutes and 10 seconds. All right. There's another story about Kentucky Dan. So right before, it was always suspicious that he was up for the Nobel Prize. He was just like, I'm out.
I'm out.
Yeah. Sloppy Jerry gave Kentucky Dan a call. They were close. And he said, listen, man, what's going
They're the
on?
closest.
Yeah. Why are you dropping out? You're like in the running for the Nobel. He's like, dude, I've learned some shit about the cosmos.
I know what's going on.
About time itself. So much so they call me the fucking eagle around here because I got such fucking keen eyes. Like, I'm such a fucking
Ooh.
so, and I'm not gonna lie, I don't really like what I found out about the nature of the universe. It makes me, somewhat less hopeful for reality.
Oh.
All this said, I kind of just want to say fuck it and go wrestle alligators down in Georgia. And they're like, damn, I didn't, did you ever want it? You never really talked about that before.
What
I'm
I
like, let me
always
do what I
wanted.
want. And
One
yeah,
minute.
1 minute. So that's the end of that story. So Sloppy J's recounting this because, it was always a big mystery why he left physics to go wrestle alligators. And they get to the end of the trail. Time check.
45 seconds.
They get to the end of the trail. It's a small clearing. Let me know when I got 10 seconds left. And they, walking in. The brush is thick here. Like almost like an alligator. And somebody steps on like a stick really loudly, and the mood is tense. So they're all like, shut up, Sloppy Jerry. And he's like, I'm over here. That was fucking Emilio, guys. Why do you all hate me? Anyway, they get into the clearing. Time check.
15 seconds.
Oh, that's my timer. You know who's in the middle of the clearing?
Who?
Kentucky Dan. And he says,
Who?
I'm back, bitches. I figured it out. Whew, what a time.
Oh, both of those stories need part twos.
They both need part twos. What did he figure
Maybe
out?
we will, maybe we won't.
Tune in next week.
Yeah.
All right, play us out.
Maybe there will be a part two
Maybe.
for the first time.
Probably not doing a part two. Maybe, who knows?